This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. As I said a moment ago before going to break, I would give you the airports over spring break that have some of the largest delays. Now, before I get into that, this is a article, by the way, out of Captain Experiences, who I know nothing about, but they did a study on U.S. airports who have the worst delays over spring break. And, of course, everybody's got a little claim to fame, so I'll give them a little plug. Captain Experiences, whoever that is. So 92% of travelers have travel plans within the first 6 months of 2024, while summer and the holiday seasons tend to be the most common. Windows for travel this time of year is also popular due to schools' spring breaks. Last year, more than 2.6 million people were forecasted to travel by air each day in March and April. Each day. Not a particular week, because spring breaks, which school systems finally decided years ago that instead of everybody going at the same time, let's break these up. By the way, smart move on their part. Helped out the travel industry, helped out you, helped out me. Anybody that wants to go. Now, where it probably is a hindrance is people that have different kids, different family members, different parts of the country and so on, trying to get everybody together at the same time for a spring break get-together becomes very difficult because every school system, school district does it differently. Okay, I get that. But typically, if you're a family that has, you know, you're going to have kids in the same district, it makes it pretty easy as far as that goes. Now, where it gets also dicey is you may have kids in college and kids in high school, and you're trying to coordinate all that together. Let me give you a little tidbit, a little insight. Your college kids don't want a vacation with you anyways, not at that time. So if you're thinking that, get that out of your head, because no, they don't. And just a heads up, mom, dad. They might tell you that to make you feel good, but deep down inside, unless it's an unusual situation, no, they want to go off on their own. They don't want a vacation with you. So it doesn't matter when colleges are versus high schools, because in elementary schools and such, where it does get weird is sometimes elementary schools and a high school will be different. Typically not, but sometimes that happens. So anyways, bottom line, they started changing things up to where not everybody's off at the same time. It's why there's 2.6 million travelers each day in March and April. That was last year. That's the forecast for this year. So travelers always look ahead to determine, how do I avoid a big delay? Nothing worse than having a huge delay when you're traveling, especially when it's not just you and your other half, and you've got a cadre of family with you. Kids, aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever. Yeah, it's always worse when there's a bunch of people together. Because when there's a snafu, it's affecting a lot. Not just something as simple as you and your wife or husband finding another place to stay, it can become a big deal. So you try your best to avoid those. Now, the one thing that's, I didn't really pull it out of this report, but weather can play a big factor. It's not just the airline and equipment and breakdowns and things like that, but it can come because this time of the year, there can still be big storm. Well, not still, there can be big storms that happen coast to coast. And of course, they can really affect how you travel as well. Now, travel tips. And I talk about this a lot because I get annoyed every time I travel and I look at the people that don't do things they should to travel. But plan ahead. You know, have a plan B. If A doesn't work, what's B going to be? I'll guarantee you, the majority of families have no plan B. They plan a vacation to wherever. Let's say they're going to Disney World. They've got it all planned. All of a sudden something happens. What's plan B? I bet they don't have one. They have no idea what they would do if they can't get there. So my suggestion is, especially when you're traveling with a large group of people, what's your plan B? If something goes completely awry, what are you going to do? What city will you might end up in, and what do you do? If you have a connecting flight, what does that look like? And I would also highly suggest that you don't, unless it's unless it's absolutely unavoidable. Don't do a connecting flight. Pay a little bit of extra money. Don't be a cheapskate and do the one-way flight, the direct flight. But a lot of people will go ahead and hop around because it's cheaper. And airlines do that because they can fill their schedule easier, and they do. But you have a higher risk of having a problem versus a direct flight. Another thing, and my wife will tell you this over and over again, fly early. The best way to avoid problems is get on that airplane first thing in the morning, even if it means it's at 5 o'clock in the morning. Do not wait for a noon flight or an even afternoon or evening flight. Why? Because as the schedule builds throughout the day, if something gets screwed up in the morning, it's screwed up the rest of the day. It doesn't just screw up one flight, it messes them all up. Fog, weather, rain, wind, anything like that. So again, if you can do your best to avoid travel later in the day, do so. That is also true for your return trip. Not just going, but coming back as well, coming back home. So I do have a list of airports with the largest delay. So the most delayed larger hub airports, number one is the Baltimore Washington International Airport at 34.2%. Fort Lauderdale, which most people wouldn't think about being that way, is number two. Orlando, which again is Disney World, three. Chicago Midway, four. Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas, number five. Miami is six. We in Denver are seven, mainly because of our weather, which, side note, was supposed to be an airport that never shut down when they built it. Yes, I can remember some 29 years ago when it got started, because we're almost at the 30th anniversary of DIA, and Charlie can remember back to that. It was going to be the airport, I quote, that will never close. Right, Charlie? That's how it was billed to us as taxpayers at that time. It will never close. That didn't last too long. So we're number seven on this list. Number eight, Newark. Number nine, JFK. And rounding it out is Tampa. Now, there's some others on here, but that's the first 10. We'll put the link up. You guys can read through all of this later tonight in our show notes, but that's the most. Now, the least delayed, SeaTac up in Seattle, number one. Philly, number two. Washington Dulles, number three. Minneapolis-St. Paul, number four. Charlotte, number five. Salt Lake City, number six. Detroit, Metro Wayne County, number seven. Chicago O'Hare, number eight, so it does much better than Midway. Number nine is San Francisco, and number 10, San Diego. And believe it or not, I'm going to throw it in there because of LAX being 11 for the least delayed large airports. Now, keep in mind that when it comes to LA, San Diego, San Francisco, even they can have fog, but typically weather's not affecting much of them. The other ones, they get weather. It's amazing that. Now, SeaTac doesn't get much weather, but Philly does, D.C. does, Minneapolis does, Salt Lake City does, Detroit does. It's interesting that those weather-related airports are doing better than Denver, DIA. Frankly, that's a management issue we have here in Denver. I've talked about that many, many times. Get the right managers running DIA, and you could have it operating all the time as well. No reason why it doesn't. I get there's a few, maybe occasional times where you'd have to delay some flights coming and going, but to shut the airport down completely in Denver is ridiculous. Should not ever happen. I don't care what anybody says. They've got enough equipment, enough things going on out there to keep those things rolling in and out. It should never shut down. Maybe on the rare occasion where it's snowing sideways and we're in a 2-foot blizzard, maybe then, but it is shut down far too many times. For in some cases, you've seen it even this past year, a light 2-inch snowstorm. Ridiculous how many times Denver gets shut down. Again, causing delays, putting us at number 7 on the list of most delays over spring break. Remember, this isn't year-round. This is in the month of March and April. Okay? So I'll come back. I'll take some calls. Don't go anywhere. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. Now, Hi-Fi, $100 off your next visit, or their next visit to you, I should say. And they'll also give you a big savings when it comes to what to do with your home as far as an inspection is concerned. In other words, do you have some things that you need to be looking at, like we do with our vehicles? You can do the same thing with your plumbing, and in a lot of cases, head things off at the pass. In other words, if you've got a problem that might be coming up, but you don't notice it because nobody ever looks, we'll have them look and check and see on the front side to make sure that things that could be avoided are. And if you do that, it's $100 off a repair as well. Give High Five a call today. They would love to help you. And it's not just the plumbing coming in. It's the plumbing going back out as well that they'll help you with when it comes to all of your plumbing needs. 877-WE-HIGH-5. That's Hi-Fi Plumbing. 877-WE-HIGH-5. Don't forget, Veteran Windows and Doors, always a great deal. Find out today by calling Dave directly. Find him at klzradio.com.
Owner Dave Bancroft of Veteran Windows and Doors knows you don't buy a car without knowing what motor is inside. So why would you buy windows and doors without knowing their efficiency rating for your area of Colorado? Dave left the corporate world of windows and doors because he knows their salespeople purposely omit crucial information. The giant window and door companies look at you as a number, not a person. Veteran will select the products that will help you, the customer, and be right for your home. They want to educate you before you make the purchase, since these products are meant to protect you and your home from heat and cold. Veteran wants you to know exactly what you are getting and the benefits of the right windows for your home. Don't get pressured into buying windows from some huge company that is simply transactional. Contact Veteran Windows and Doors by going to klzradio.com/window. That's klzradio.com/window.
All right, Bruce Simmons, he is a reverse mortgage professor. Find out if a reverse mortgage fits you and your budget. Call him today. Bruce Simmons, find him at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. John from Cheyenne, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
Quick tips.
Yeah.
You were right on the ball. First flight in the morning, whenever you can do it.
Yep.
Because usually that plane, if you're not at a hub, came in the night before, and it's already there.
Yep, it is ready to roll.
The thing is, people that aren't in the industry or haven't had anything to do with this don't understand. There are not a dozen planes sitting in a hangar waiting to be pulled out.
Nope.
There is no such thing as an extra plane.
They're all over the country, John.
They are, you know, say you're on the first flight to Dallas on American tomorrow morning. That plane's coming in tonight. Now, if it was late coming in and that crew, because it's not a Denver base, is not legal, you may be delayed because of crew legalities. So that's something you should also keep in mind.
Good point.
Here's the other thing. A couple other things. I don't know. Do you have a guest?
No, Joe's waiting, but he can wait. He's patient. He'll wait for you to finish up. No problem.
Joe, I would wait for Joe. So couple other things real quick. Have an alternate travel plan.
Yep.
If you're going. So here's a thing that you see a lot of people, and they're always on TV complaining. So they're traveling from Denver to New York via Memphis. We'll just make up a city.
Yep, that's fine.
And the plane leaving Denver was 3 hours delayed, and they missed their connection, and there's not another connection until the next morning. And it was because of weather or whatever.
Right.
The airline's not going to usually put you up. Have a plan to get a room. And here's the other thing. If you don't think you're going to make it, book your room online before.
Yeah.
Everybody else is trying to do
yep.
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, No. Stay one step ahead of what everybody else is going to be doing. Absolutely.
Okay, here's the other thing. Never buy your airplane ticket in a busy season from a third party to save money. Because when it goes to hell,
you're the last one to get serviced.
If you bought your ticket from, say, Bill Shatner at Priceline.
Right.
Well, you have to get with Priceline to fix it.
That's right.
You don't get with. Whereas if you bought your ticket from Southwest, which, and one good thing about Southwest is you can't buy a ticket.
You can't
Southwest
do it any other way. That's right. Southwest. Absolutely. Yes.
Right. But say you bought your ticket from United, Delta, American, you know, buy it through them.
Yeah, your chances of getting things fixed and handled is much faster that way, John, as you know.
How about the point where they all of a sudden tell you, and you could get on the app before the first 10 people are in line and rebook yourself?
That's right. Yep.
And that's the other thing. Have your airline's app downloaded. Two reasons. One, you can do those things quicker. You can monitor your flight.
Yep.
Usually it shows you where your plane is coming from, so you know if that's delayed, you can look that up. The other thing is most airlines now don't have view screens. They have Wi-Fi with free entertainment, but you've got to have their app on your phone.
That's right.
To watch the free entertainment.
That's right.
And you can't download it once you're in the sky. You have to download
it. You got
to
do it on the front side. Absolutely, John.
So
good point.
Other thing, and people don't look at this. I don't know if I told you. A couple weeks ago, my wife decided we were going to have some fun. We flew to Seattle and took Amtrak's Empire Builder, which is a sleeper car, from Seattle across the northern tier of Montana, south to Washington, all the way to Chicago. It was a two-day train ride. John, we booked a sleeper car. It was magnificent. The food was magnificent on the train.
Nice.
All cooked to order. Definitely worth the money if you're not in a hurry. But if all of a sudden something happens and you can't get out, look to see, it might take a lot longer if there's a train to get you close.
Good point.
So if you're on the West Coast,
yeah,
you can get a train into Denver, which is an old, we did that in the fall. And took it from San Francisco to Denver. John, what a magnificent train ride, because it goes, it follows the Colorado River from Glenwood all the way.
Yeah, very cool.
So that's the other thing people don't realize. The last thing is if you have to book a connection, book it through your airline's hub. In other words, if you're flying on American to Miami from Denver and
go to Dallas,
go nonstop, go to Dallas.
Yep.
Or go to Charlotte.
Yep.
Those are the two major hubs on the East Coast. If you're going to the West Coast, go to Phoenix. That's the West Coast.
Right.
If you're flying on Delta to the West Coast and you can't get it nonstop, go through Salt Lake. That's their West Coast hub.
Right.
You know, the airline's hub. Denver is United hub.
Yep.
But Chicago, last thing on delays and why Chicago O'Hare doesn't have a lot. Have you ever flown through there in the winter when they have to de-ice?
Actually, I try to avoid that.
Okay. Their de-icing process should be written up in a textbook. They've got it down to a science. We went through there. We pushed back on time, and we were de-iced and waiting to take off in less than 10 minutes.
Got it.
These guys have got it down to a science. So that's the other thing. If you have to go through a cold weather city or you have to change, like Delta's Northwest is Minneapolis is their hub. Those airports, Detroit, Minneapolis, Chicago, O'Hare, are brilliant at de-icing.
Good.
Last thing, did you notice what one of the, on your list of the most delayed, what a lot of them had in common?
What's that?
They're Southwest hubs.
Oh, For the, well, and they DWI. Don't have hubs, but one of their home bases, you mean?
Right, one of their bases.
Yeah.
BWI and Midway is two of their biggest
ones. Good point.
And the way they, because they don't do hub and spoke.
No, they do a different system.
You don't want to be delayed. They go point to point. So if that plane gets stuck in, say, Denver because of a blizzard, and it's supposed to go to Nashville and then Baltimore, well, that plane's not getting there, so you're not getting from
Good
Nashville
point.
To Baltimore.
Good point.
Just say. So think about that also okay. when you look at your flight. If it's not a nonstop,
yep.
where are you stopping along the way if it's not a train
of
planes?
Good point.
Southwest, a lot of planes you don't change. You just stay on. It's a stop.
Right. Good stuff. So, John, I'll do
John,
that. No, everybody listening, appreciate it very much. As always, I'll run to Joe. Joe, I'll give you time. Go ahead, sir. You're up.
By the way, everything that John just said, I echo 100%.
Yep. Yeah, spot on. Absolutely.
And by the way, if your flight's been canceled or whatever, don't ever, ever stand in line waiting at the service desk.
Nope.
Get on the app.
That's right. Get on your phone.
Or call the 800 number. Because whatever few seats are available, or
you got to get on them fast.
You're going to get on them faster, and by the time you get to that line,
that's right.
All those options will be gone.
That's right.
Putting you on a flight 3 days from Tuesday. Anyway, airports that never close. Have you seen the show Ice Airport Alaska?
I have.
Ted Stevens Airport, Anchorage, Alaska, has never closed since it's opened. We're talking Anchorage. We're not talking Phoenix. Now we're talking Anchorage. And they can clear. They've got three 10,000-foot runways. In addition to 40 million passengers a year, they are the primary international freight hub, for these 747s coming in from China and all these other countries and Singapore. They can clear a 10,000-foot runway in 18 to 22 minutes, and they just go at it round the clock. I mean, one time they had 27 inches of snow in 24 hours. They never shut down. They were getting more than an inch of snow an hour, and they kept those runways open. So, for Denver, with a little tiny amount, and John, you and I live in Denver. We know how little snow we get in Denver. And if a place like Anchorage can go 20-some years without ever shutting down, what excuse does Denver
We don't have, well, management, Joe, who runs it, is our only excuse.
Oh, you mean the guy they nominated to be head of the FAA?
Yeah, Philip Washington, that guy, yep.
Philip Washington, that guy.
It's awful, Joe, and it's getting worse, and even through all this construction, and again, don't get me started. I could do an entire hour on DIA and all of its woes because it's woefully run. I don't know any other way to say it, woefully run.
Not as bad as, do they still have that gal who with no experience head of Colorado DOT?
Oh, yes, she's still here, absolutely.
She's still here?
Oh, yes.
Another unqualified person.
Uh-huh, another unqualified person running a very large organization, department, agency, I guess you could say it here in Colorado, absolutely.
That's what happens when you have cronyism in politics.
That's right.
Unqualified people in important jobs.
Yep.
So,
and a lot of you texting in, by the way, I just want to make a mention, saying the same things we are, really agreeing with everything Joe and John are saying, and top of that, Joe, who we have running the airport in Denver. It's why it's, and somebody texted and said, hey, well, I was out there when they were building the thing, and it was supposed to have these giant snow melt things, that they were going to put in to make sure the airport stayed open all the time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it was an oversell of the public, and it never happened, Joe.
That's right, yep. Over-promise, under-deliver.
Yep.
That's the mantra. So.
Yep. But right. On top of that, regardless of all that, Joe, you and I could run that airport and might have a day or two max where you might shut down for a few hours while a storm is rolling through, and that would be it. You and I could figure it out pretty easily.
Absolutely. And John,
would not be that hard.
You're in the snowplow business, and if you watch the ice air portal, it's just about having the right equipment and crews and the right
Well, equipment. Like I say, Joe, between your background on aviation, my background on the snow removal sides of things and ground operations, could we run that airport all day long, no problem?
Hell yes. Hell yes. Absolutely.
Do it for less than they're paying this guy.
I'd do it for half that.
And you and I would have a lot of fun doing it.
To have a lot of fun. All right, John.
Joe, I appreciate you, man. I do. I mean that. And I meant what I just told Joe a moment ago. Yeah, and I'm not bragging. Joe, with his experience on the aviation side, my experience on the ground operations side, could we run that airport all day long better than it's being done right now? And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Golden Eagle Financial's up next. Al's got a seminar coming up, by the way, this Saturday. You can still register for that today. Give him a call. Just go to klzradio.com.
There's a new reality in planning for retirement. and Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial knows how to help you navigate it with success. You hear the arguments about Social Security, and many people are worried that they won't get out of it what they've paid into it. Al knows how to prepare you for that in case you don't get the benefits you expect. Your grandparents had pensions, but employers have shifted to making you responsible for retiring on your own. Al can help you strategize using securities like 401ks and IRAs as individual parts of your overall plan and advise you on making tough decisions like adjusting to your risk tolerance or making room for the things you want to do in retirement. Take control of this new reality and reach out to Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today for a free no-obligation consultation by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
For a Buntress Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Kurt will join me for his Monday Mortgage Minute at 5 o'clock. In the meantime, call him directly. Again, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado. And don't forget, Dave is looking for a sales associate as well right now, so be sure to reach out if that's something that might interest you. If you're just wanting to have a roof inspection done or a replacement or a repair or your gutters looked at or drainage or whatever it happens to be, Dave can do it all. 303-710-6916.
With hail season behind us now and snow season fast approaching, we here at Roof Savers Colorado want to help ensure that your roof can brave whatever elements this season ushers in. With over 20-plus years of roofing experience, we pride ourselves in helping homeowners evaluate the best option for their situation. If you're looking to get more life out of your current roof, we offer a 100% plant-based rejuvenation treatment that gives new roof performance without all the new roof costs. However, in the event a replacement is necessary, we will also work with any insurance company to get a damaged roof the replacement it needs. Do not let your home fall victim to the ever-changing Colorado climate. Be proactive and set up your free inspection to receive an honest evaluation of the condition of your roof. Call today at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com to keep your roof ready for whatever Colorado throws its way.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, and right now they're wanting to highlight kitchens. They can do any remodel, of course, including huge additions and additional dwelling units, but right now they're focused on kitchens. If you've got a kitchen remodel in your plans, give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning your summer kitchen renovation now with Premier Home Remodels. They will bring ideas and concepts to your doorstep instead of you having to do the research on your own. They will closely review your individual needs to customize the space for what your family needs now and into the future. Premier Home Remodels will design your remodel exactly the way you want while tying in the necessary detail and adjustments you might not even think about. Their high level of standard is ingrained within their company to ensure that every detail is planned at the front end to determine the scope on the back end. They give you the premier process with premier quality without the premier price point. Premier stands by having a third of the price tag as other competing remodeling companies. Details drive success. So, work with the high quality, fair pricing, design build team at Premier Home Remodels. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are up. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard, what's going on?
Well, the day has finally come, Dad.
Which is?
Russell Wilson. Well, it's not official technically, but they announced it that it will be. Russell Wilson is going to be released.
Okay.
Which we've been talking about, well, for a little bit, obviously, amongst all of our other conversations.
Right.
We've been talking about, but it's finally. And here's the deal. It was likely going to happen, Dad. He was going to be due too much money. There's just no other way to put it. He had money due that was kicking in for 2025. Some people are going to say, well, why not? You know, if you have to pay him the money anyways, then why not just keep him? Well, if you had actually kept him, the money you would have actually owed would have increased even more next year.
Got it.
And so they sort of had to do it now, or you basically keep him for the next 2 years and then just kind of.
And that's way costly.
At that point in time. It's pretty costly. You really need to move on. I don't think Russ was going to work with Sean Payton. His style doesn't fit. And right, wrong, or otherwise, right? You know, and we can sit here and debate if, you know, a coach should conform their system to a player or to players or to quarterbacks or however you want to say it.
No.
But ultimately,
my answer would be no.
Well, and ultimately, and here's the deal. I think,
especially in this situation, no. If it was a, you know, Tom Brady or somebody along those lines, would you make that arrangement? That's different. And I'm not sorry, all the Russell Wilson lovers that are out there. Russell Wilson is not Tom Brady.
Well, and I know your feelings on Russ. You know, we talked about it obviously earlier, you know, in the actual season.
Oh, and you know what? I should make sure I say this. Off the field, do I like Russ? Absolutely. Again, I have nothing personal against the guy. I think he's a really, really nice guy. I've got nothing against him along those lines. He's just not a great quarterback. Sorry.
Well, and I think the biggest thing for him, Dad, is Russ is kind of like Trump, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, right? In that sometimes he needs someone to say, just chill, you know? Don't say anything. And,
true.
Like, I just went from the minute Russ got here to, you know, to creating the, you know, let's ride slogan to all of his social media stuff to the buying of, you know, the most smallest house yet biggest house you could find, you know, setting a real estate record here locally and, you know, buying a house with, you know, three times as many bathrooms as you have bedrooms, you know, just things like that. And granted, who are we to tell someone what they do with their money, right? We're not. But at the same time, like,
but it goes along with the whole, and this is the one thing I've picked on him for, and I will keep picking on, that's leadership. What you just talked about, Richard, has to do with leadership. And my biggest complaint with Russell all the way through this has been his lack of leadership on and off the field. That's my biggest problem with him.
And I think part of leadership too, Dad, is sort of a, you know, self-reflection, right?
Right.
You know, being able to, you know, and also
being comfortable in your own skin, right? Even, which he's not.
Exactly. You know, sort of making fun of yourself, right? And I even think, again, you're kind of going back to what we'll talk about here in a little bit, is, you know, Trump and that sort of thing. I think that some of the most successful people in the world, they struggle at that. And I think some of the best people in the world and some of the best leaders are really good at that, right? Are really good at sort of making fun of themselves and self-reflecting and saying, maybe I shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that at this point in time. And so, again, all of everyone's feelings on Russ, I think that, you know, you could argue whether he's a good leader, not a good leader. Again, know your feelings. Ultimately, he probably wasn't going to fit here. The Broncos had to swing for the fences. They've missed out on opportunities to draft quarterbacks. You know, obviously John Elway, they drafted Paxton Lynch a number of years ago, which then prevented them from trying to go get a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who Elway was really interested in. And so you just have a lot of things sort of working against you in this case, Dad, that
a lot of previous mistakes that were made by previous owner, you know, by the previous owners, I guess I should say, or even the interim, which is what happened with Russell Wilson. And this ownership group needs to get a handle on it, which it sounds like they are.
Well, and here's the deal. Yeah, exactly. Because the ownership group was, you know, they did. So here's the deal, Dad. The trade happened when the Broncos were going for sale. But to think that the new owners and that the, you know, Walton Penner group weren't involved in those discussions is silly. So they were definitely a part of them. And the contract extension that was given to Russ, you know, a lot of people are giving, you know, the Broncos a really hard time for that. Well, here's the deal. Russ had that, he had a no trade clause before he left Seattle. So he could have chosen not to come to Denver.
Right.
I'm a firm believer, and this isn't confirmed or not, that there was some understood back channel dealings basically saying, hey, we don't need to have this done right away, but before training camp of my first year, before the first season or whatever, we need to have an extension. Because Russ was known for basically redoing his contract with 2 years left.
Right.
And that's what happened when you traded for him. And so lots of other things that people are going to be blaming the Penner Group and all sorts of things. Ultimately, Dad, the Broncos are on the right track, I think. It sort of had to be done. Really, I think the Broncos need to sort of embrace the rebuild. I think that they're struggling to do that. And it's hard as an organization, especially obviously in NFL.
Nobody wants this. No business wants to say we're rebuilding.
Yeah, retooling, right? Where we're reloading.
Those. No one wants to hear that.
You're okay to say those things. You never want to say we're rebuilding, right? Because rebuilding means you have to knock things down.
Correct.
Well, ultimately actions speak louder than words, and this is one of those cases. You're going to see some more releases and restructures of contracts and stuff coming up, and it will be interesting to see, Dad, obviously, where it goes from here. Where does Russ sign? A lot of people, obviously, he still views himself as a starter. A lot of people are going to argue that he's not a starter, that he is a, backup guy. And I think ultimately it'll come down, to it. One thing you'll see, and so for your listeners, and right, one of our goals is to make your listeners, smarter, football people and sports people and all of that. The Broncos are on the hook for $39 million in cash to Russell this year. That number is offset by whatever a new team pays him. And obviously, Russ is capped out at $39 million in cash, unless, which this isn't going to happen, some other team came in and said, all right, Russ, we'll pay you $50 million this year.
Right.
Then in theory, Russ would make $50 million.
Right.
But if he gets $39 million, now $7 million of that can come from the Broncos. $2 million of it can come from his new team. Basically, it gives the new team a year to sort out their issues. I mean, they can sign him literally on a veteran minimum deal.
Got it.
And that's all that will cost him. The other number you're going to see thrown around is $85 million, which is the dead cap. And Andy and I obviously have talked about this a little bit, and I don't want to bore your listeners with it. But basically, that's the accounting term for how they have to account for his money. That's likely going to be split up over this year and next year to varying degrees, whether it's $50 million this year and roughly like $35 next year or vice versa, kind of flipping that number. But that's what you're going to see. It is the largest what they call dead cap hit in history of the NFL.
Hmm.
But it will be interesting to see, because a lot of people have talked about, and even I've talked about, how because of the Waltons and because of how they have cash available, you can sort of massage that salary cap, right, to let it do what you want to do. If the Broncos, let's say they don't rebuild this year or they refuse to admit it, if they can do some massaging, Dad, and depending on the players they bring in, whether it be a rookie quarterback or a veteran or whatever it might be, I will be curious to see how successful they are, because if they are, then that will truly be the biggest defining piece of that salary cap number is just a number, right? You can always massage figures and do certain things like that. So a momentous day in league history. You could argue arguably the worst trade in history. Unfortunately, the Broncos were kind of on the losing end of that trade. Granted, Seattle's not in a much better place, except they're in the place of, well, they don't have to pay a guy $40 million in cash to not play for them, and that's probably the biggest.
When we come back, I do want to hit on the NASCAR scuttlebutt with Joey Logano. I think it's interesting on the glove, which if some of you don't know what we're talking about, I'll explain that in a moment. Another big sports story that was out over the weekend, and yes, a glove can, in this case, did make a big difference. We'll talk about that in a moment as well. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, new location up north in Fort Collins to service you. They'll take care of your vehicle's maintenance, repairs, all of that, including some of the off-road accessories and so on. They can do all of that in Fort Collins and Boulder as well. But they've got two locations now, Boulder and Fort Collins. Find them at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Brokers specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE-certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, if you need a furnace or an AC unit, either way, they can help you with financing available as well. Find them at klzradio.com.
Cub Creek Heating and AC knows that solving your home's heating and cooling needs can be confusing. The energy industry can be complicated, and Cub Creek will help you navigate through it so you owe as little as possible. Denver is mostly served by a large power company, but many of the towns around it are served by smaller power companies, all with different policies and regulations. The team at Cub Creek understands these regulations so they can best advise you on what will save you the most. They walk customers through the options step by step, always keeping your overall net cost in mind. Most companies say they'll get you the biggest rebate, but sell you the most expensive equipment, so you lose money in the end. And Cub Creek isn't a commission-based company, so there's no chance you'll be upsold. They will give you all the options, and you choose how to proceed. Learn the facts and save money with Ream Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC today by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, cybersecurity for your business, a big deal. Make sure you're fully protected. Go to cyberguy.net.
Imagine, you walk into your office in the morning, sit down at your computer, and find that your company's data has disappeared. All your files are gone. You can't log in. What do you do? Who do you call? CyberGuy John Cannata can defend your small or medium business against a ransomware attack and work within your company's budget, especially on the front end, before you're a victim. Even if you do everything that you know is right by not opening suspicious files, links, or attachments, you can still be a victim of a brute force attack. John, the Cyber Guy, knows that no business can fully protect itself without an expert's help. And if you are attacked, John can advise you on what to do after the fact. Don't expose your business to a ransomware attack. Contact John Cannata today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. My son Richard joining us right now. And, okay, Joey Logano, Richard, which came out this weekend, was fined and some things happened because during qualifying, he was caught wearing a amphibious-like glove. In other words, a webbed glove, and he got a cheating violation in doing so. Now, some people, the novice, would look at that and say, okay, so the guy put some webbing on his glove. Why does that matter? Well, when you can, on a NASCAR, any car, by the way, any kind of race car typically that's going that kind of speeds, if you can alter the airflow of the car to help benefit you, it gives you an edge. And when these guys are looking for every little edge they possibly can, he found one. Unfortunately, they found it. And, you know, it's not going to be used anymore in the future. It's a safety violation, essentially. Now, there's no rule against him putting his hand out the window and these guys actually directing the airflow different ways with their hand. He just took it one step further, which, I mean, I just looked at that and I sent you the article, and just in a way, it's comical. It just goes to show you how these guys will figure out any way they possibly can to get an advantage.
Daddy, I mean, especially at those high speeds, right? Literally anything helps you. You know, again, it's something I would have never thought of it. As something as simple as sticking your hand against that netting, you know, that netting to prevent, you know, air from coming in. I mean, you would think that that would do nothing, you know, like, because you think you're driving.
You're not sticking your hand out the window. You're just putting against the netting to direct flow around the car instead of through the car.
Which is, again, it's so weird.
That's amazing.
It is. However, I will say this. NASCAR needs more of this. And I will say that because of this. You look at, so I know, Daddy, I'm not sure if you have you seen that the F1 stuff on Netflix?
Oh yeah, I sure have. Yes, driver. Absolutely.
So yeah, obviously F1's kind of getting big, you know, right? Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes and those guys were big, you know, for the past few years. Actually, Lewis Hamilton's switching to Ferrari, which is crazy in its own right. But yep. Red Bull, right? Max Verstappen has been dominating for years, right? And so they kicked off their season over the weekend. He was, I think it was 13 seconds ahead of his teammate who was in second place. And basically it's because Red Bull is so far ahead and that team is so far ahead of the other teams that it's just no one's being able to compete with it. And here's the deal, right? Part of the joy and thrill of racing, right? This happened in NASCAR a couple weeks ago when they had the three wide finish, right? They literally had the photo finish that they had to, you know, go to the cameras to see. And to me, that's what makes racing exciting, right? It's like drag racing, right? You know, you're not sure who's going to win. You know, it goes neck and neck up to the finish line. That it is. I think that, honestly, they should, NASCAR, F1, all these people, they should allow more of this stuff. And I know I'm probably speaking selfishly here, Dad, but what's wrong with that? What's wrong? Now, obviously, I know they're going to say safety and all of the other things.
With the web, you can't use your fingers as well, and so on and so forth. I would almost, looking at the glove, I would probably debate that, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. My point is, why not? Why not let these guys in these cars try to take every risk they can, you know, putting, you know, different types of material on the car, you know, experiencing it. And I know that they're arguing that, well, you know, the richer team owners would be more successful. But wouldn't it also obviously incentivize some of these other teams, you know, these lesser funded teams to maybe try things?
Well, my feeling on NASCAR, and this is a whole, you and I could talk an entire, probably two segments on what I feel needs to happen in NASCAR. NASCAR needs to do exactly what NFL did. They need to come up with teams. They need to sell the rights to the teams. You get a two-car team that's fielded, put all your different rules that you want with those two different cars, put salary caps with drivers. There's all sorts of things they could do across the board to make it even more competitive than it is now. And it would not allow a lot of the cheap teams to run. That would be the downside to it, because you'd be selling the rights to the teams, much like the NFL is allowed to do. But I think your product at the end of the day would be much better than it is now.
Well, you and I have talked about this several times, right? You know, from NASCAR to everything, to golf, to all this. Find ways to make it more exciting for the average viewer on a Sunday afternoon to tune into a race.
Right.
And I know it's exciting to old gearheads and race guys and all of that, but let's be honest.
You got to make it exciting for everybody is the problem.
Yeah, you did. Well, you got to make it exciting to the average Joe Schmo who's just tuning into Fox or NBC or whatever.
That's
carrying the race that day. And again, I'm not saying that a gloved hand would make it more exciting. However, it'd be interesting, right?
No, and what's interesting about this as well, and as much as I respect Roger Penske, and you have to wonder, is he saying it just to say it? But he expressed his disappointment. I don't like it at all, he said, expressing disappointment about Logano's infraction. It's not good, period. He's the leader of the team. Look, we're under so much scrutiny. The last thing we need to do is have any noise like this. It's not good for us. It's not good for him. Now, you got to wonder, behind the scenes, is he going up to him saying, man alive, that's the thing I would have done back in the day as well as a driver. I don't know. I don't know what conversation Penske had, but it's like, oh, Roger, cool your jets. It's all good.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Like, no offense, and he, if he's meaning it, right, maybe he's not behind the scenes. But if he is, that's some of the stuff of, like, you kind of get these old guys that you've been in doing it, they've been doing it for forever, and that, you know, this is the way we do things. It's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting young blood in, trying new methods, all of these different things.
Right.
That's my whole point. Make it exciting. Make it for the average fan to tune in that they're like, wow, that was really fun. You know, you need more of those last second races.
Right.
Right. And the same thing for F1. You know, F1's gaining all this popularity because of the Netflix show, but they're basically, you know, pouring it down the drain, for lack of better words, because when you've got a guy winning, and I'm not saying that Verstappen and Red Bull are cheating or anything like that, but when you've got them winning by that much, so it's basically a competition for second, it's what makes the NFL so great, Dad, right?
Yeah, what makes the NFL so great for everybody listening is the way the structure is, at any given time, any team owner can come in and still compete. That's the beauty of the NFL, whether you're the, you know, we saw it this last year, whether the Green Bay Packers, it's owned by the town, or you're one of the richest teams in the league like the Broncos, you can all compete.
Exactly. Well, and then the salary cap, all sorts of other things. And so to your point, yeah, putting in some of those other competitive things, but then opening it up. And, you know, again, we could spend lots of times on this of how to make, you know, these things more exciting. But I will say this. I did learn a whole lot more about gloves and webbing and putting your hand up,
yep,
against the window than I ever thought I would.
There you go. I'll leave it at that. Richard, thanks. Have a good week. No, folks, no car review this week. We'll try to get back on that here in the next week or so, but nothing this week. So if you want to look at our car reviews, we still have all those up, cataloged, organized. You can still look at cars we've driven. And if there's something you're thinking about, by all means, still ask, and I'll do my best to figure that out for you and even do a car request if need be. So please let us know if there's something that you're interested along those lines. Level Engineering is next. Alan Davis, find out if solar is a good fit for you, your home, your ag, your business, you name it. They can do it all. Level Engineering. Talk to Alan Davis today. Find him at KLZradio.com.
Alan Davis of Level Engineering wants you to have the whole story about saving money with solar. Everyone knows that solar power saves you money, but the most important savings are all those dollars you won't have to pay the power company. For most homes, that will mean paying thousands less for electricity annually. And the average tax credit for installing solar in your home is 56%. That's more money in your pocket. In addition to the money that you will save each month, solar can add $15,000 or more to the value of your home. And homes with solar panels sell faster than those without. Today's solar energy is a great financial decision on your part when you work with Alan Davis. Alan is the solar money-saving expert, so talk to him directly by going to klzradio.com/solar for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hey, I got a text message a moment ago that said, hey, don't forget, 4 years ago this week was the last quote-unquote normal week of our lives because then COVID hit. Thank you for the reminder, by the way. I would not have thought of that. Time flies, but yes, that is correct. So 4 years ago this week, that's when COVID quote-unquote hit. I mean, we all heard the scuttlebutt, what was going on in the news and so on, but that's when things really got dicey. So thank you, by the way, for that reminder. Hour number three is next. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.